The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by John. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover came to Philip. He was from Bethsaida in Galilee. And they asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. And Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the human one to be glorified. I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a single grain of wheat. But if it dies, it will produce much fruit. Whoever loves his life must lose it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternity. Whoever serves me will follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, but what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It was for this purpose that I came into the world. So, Father, glorify your name." And then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowds there heard this, and they thought it was thunder. They said, "An angel has spoken to him." But Jesus said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." This is good news from the Lord. All four of the Gospels have some version of this line that we just read. Whoever loves his life must lose it, and whoever hates his life — I'm sure it doesn't mean our notion of hate, means prefer his life in this world — will preserve it for eternal life. So I think it's probably worth spending a little time. What are we talking about here? What's the self you have to lose, and what's the self you have to find? It's a common confusion, and in much of Christian history, we were falsely taught, I don't think intentionally missing the point, but it did miss the point, that the self we had to lose was our physical, bodily, material self. This was somehow bad. And if we just punish the self, this spiritual self would just automatically emerge. That's not true. Don't believe it. It's lousy, lousy theology and lousy psychology too. Grace builds on nature. It doesn't destroy nature. So we were helped a great deal by a man you've probably heard quoted from this pulpit, Thomas Merton, the monk from Kentucky, who died in 1968. He said, "Let's give Christians a different language. Let's not call it the body self and the spiritual self. Let's call it the false self and the true self. It's the false self that has to die." In other words, the self that you don't need anyway. But you know what? We're all so dang attached to it. Let me try to describe it. Your false self, first of all, is who you think you are. And your thinking doesn't make it so. But because you've been thinking it for so long, you tend to get attached to it. Now, what creates this? Well, your culture, your religion, like here, your family, your nationality, your gender, your job, your education, your occupation, your good looks or bad looks, your intelligence or your non-intelligence. You wrap yourself around all these labels, and that's all they are. That's all they are. Your false self is what's going to die when you die. So why not die ahead of time, is what Jesus is saying. Why get attached to all these things that are going to die anyway? And yet, if you look at our politics, this is all we fight about. It's all we fight about is nationality, ethnicity, gender, because that's all people think they are. Jesus says, in heaven there will be no marriage or giving in marriage. Apparently gender is not the final identity. So what's the true self then? I'm not going to be a gringo in eternity. I'm just going to be a man, I guess. Well, not even a man, just a human being, huh? And that's the naked self. That's the self you had before you put on all these costumes and labels and identities and you take way too seriously. The way Paul says it in several of his letters, it's who you are hidden with Christ in God. It's who you are from the moment of your conception. The Eastern religions put it rather well. They say it's the face you had before you were born. Before you were Hispanic. Before you were American. Before you were heterosexual. Before you were a plumber. Before you were a housewife. Who were you? Most people don't have a clue. They really don't. It's all those little labels. Yeah, that's what I am. That's what I am. That's what I am. And as you get older, like I'm getting, you realize none of that means anything. It's just and purely a label. And yet it's these labels that divide us. Your essential self is the same as my essential self. You're a son or daughter of God. I'm a son or daughter of God. And gender and nationality and what flag you salute and what sports team you play or support, really, I got to say it strongly, it doesn't mean a hill of beans. And this is what you're all fighting about. And it's all going to die when you die, so get over it now. That's what he means. Whoever loves his life in this world must hate it. He's saying it even stronger than I do. But whoever prefers his life in this world, whoever hates his life in this world, in other words, lets go of it, he will discover something much deeper. Now, I think what we all have to ask, have you discovered that yet? Do you know who you really are? Most people don't. Most Americans don't have a clue. Or they wouldn't fight over the flag, or that they're black, or they're brown, or they're yellow, or they're pink. We're really pink, you know, we're not white. It's tearing us apart, because that's all we have in this country, and most countries aren't any different, is what the Bible or the New Testament would call the false self. So you can solve all this ahead of time, and get back to your anchored self, your eternal self, your true self, your God self, your Christ self. And there we're all exactly the same. Nothing to fight about, no point in comparing or competing. I am who I am, who I am, who I am. The problem is already solved, and you know who I am? A beloved son of God. And you are too. Well, half of you are beloved daughters. But even that doesn't matter. Gender isn't going to be our final identity. And look at all the fights about gender. God, what a waste of time. You're not going to wave your homosexual flag or heterosexual flag or transgender flag or whatever you think you've got to be or not be. That's all passing away. This is the life you must let go of. And if you can risk it, You will fall into a much bigger field, a much bigger truth. You don't go up and down. You don't go in and out. There's not higher and lower. There's not good-looking true self and bad-looking true self. It's just the true self. And there, finally, communion and love are possible. Because we let go of all of these silly, stupid labels that are tearing us apart. So all spiritual teachers, like Jesus himself, basically say in one form or another, you must die before you die. Yeah. Get it over with now. And then the final death won't scare you. You have nothing to be afraid of. As one poet said, what did I ever lose by dying? But unless you go through it once and let go of who you think you are, you'll never find out, in fact, who you really are.